Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the GITM podcast, where we cover the true crime, the paranormal, and all kinds of finally silly shenanigans.
A bunch of other dumb shit.
Yes, tonight we are talking about a haunting, a poltergeist, which I'm going to get into. I have a problem with this from the jump, really. Basically, we're covering the Enfield poltergeist, which is, it takes place in a quiet suburb of Enfield, England, and an ordinary family found themselves at the center of an extraordinary phenomenon. The Enfield poltergeist was a chilling tale of inexplicable occurrences and unrelenting terror. Mm. Or was it just a bunch of kids fucking around? That's the premise of this episode. So, was this maybe one of the best examples of a haunting or a poltergeist, which I'm going to kind of classify that because I have a problem with this. Or was this a bunch of kids just playing some games?
I don't know. Let's find out what Ed and Lorraine have to say about it.
That Ed and Lorraine will bring their demonologist self right up into this. But
a cameo, if you will.
And very brief. They tried to weasel their way in, but I'll cover it.
Sluts.
Yes, they tried.
Not to speak ill of the dead, but I'm just saying.
Well, you know, he was a demonologist.
I know. It makes me wonder where their ghosts at.
Where? That's a good question.
You would think that, like, if this whole thing works out and is real, that whoever makes those calls in the spiritual world would be like, oh, you guys are definitely fucked. You're not going anywhere.
Ain't so funny now, motherfuckers.
You're haunted. You're being ghosts, and you are being assigned to haunt the BMV. or the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Actually,
that's your job.
The worse than that would be the prison shower. That would be a shitty haunting detail. Mm. I think.
I feel like the BMV would be worse. You know, just being bored for eternity.
That's true.
Just getting to see old women get fucking pissed.
Now serving. Yeah, but that's what we're going to talk about. It's a fascinating story, and, you know, not to jump the gun a little bit, but I think it has its good points and its bad points, if I'm being completely honest.
Just like every show we ever do.
Now, things might have got a little exaggerated, as they often do, but I think it's an interesting story, and there are some very fascinating aspects of this story, which we'll get into. Do you have anything you would like to converse about before we dive deep into this phenomenon?
There's an earthquake in Taiwan.
There's an earthquake in New York.
Yeah. I saw a video. It was like the most New Jersey way to handle a earthquake, and this dude like walked out, and he was like, "Is that a fucking earthquake?" You know, like, yeah, that was pretty much the gist of the entire video.
Are you excited about tomorrow? I do not see what the fascination is with this eclipse.
I mean, we're not going to see it again.
I don't. It's going to get dark.
Yeah.
For about a minute.
Like, I'm going to go look at it, but, like, I'm not, like.
For a minute and 9 seconds, it's going to be dark.
Yeah, like, I'm going to go look at it, you know what I mean? Just because, why not?
It gets dark every night.
I got to get license, my registration tomorrow. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Watch, they're going to be fucking closed because of the eclipse.
I just don't see. I just don't give a. I have a dilemma. Do I want to sleep? Because I have my appointment tomorrow morning after work. So I will do that, come home, go to sleep. Do I want to wake up for this? Or do I want to just say, eh, fuck it.
I have a feeling you'll wake up.
I don't know.
You'll wake up just like to pee and you'll be like, well, fuck it.
Might as well go out here.
Ooh.
Ooh, dark. Okay, over.
Just the entire fucking country is just going to be over there looking like the fucking aliens from Toy Story. The ones from the Claw Man. The Claw.
Of course, you know, Well, I say we won't get another one until like 2060 something or something stupid like that. Which, didn't we just have one 5 years, 6 years ago?
I don't know.
2017?
I don't track that shit.
Because I remember I was picking up my youngest daughter from, that was back when I was on pickup duty from high school.
Did everybody just fucking start screaming?
And I was sitting in the parking lot of the school waiting for her slow ass to come on out. And it got a little dark.
I don't understand. Why do you need fucking glasses to look at it?
Because you don't want to hurt your eyes. That's why.
Is it just because it's the sun? Like, you're not supposed to stare at the sun?
I think. But, you know, that's kind of fascinating. I've heard, you know, people in the health field, maybe the, what's it called? Not the medical field, but, you know, the more of, not herbalist, but, you know.
So, holistic?
Yeah, holistic. That's the word I'm looking for. Say, you want to go out in the morning.
And stare at the sun.
And look at the sun. Get that.
That vitamin C or whatever the fuck it is.
Whatever it is. And you don't look at it at noon, but in the morning, get your bare feet, walk on, get in the grass, and look at that.
And photosynthesize.
And connect with the plant. Because, you know, we are electrical charges, and we do connect with, you know, there's a magnetism in there. And
you going hibby-dibby on me, Phil?
I think there might be something to it.
Probably.
Or just take a bunch of drugs from the pharmaceutical companies that don't give a fuck about you.
That's the way to do it. That's healthy.
That is very healthy.
But I want good health, Xanax, and fucking insert other shit, because I don't really take fucking medicine.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of fascinating. I mean, I can see something to it, connecting back with the... we weren't meant to be inside.
All I know is, like, I've looked at the sun so many times over my life. Everybody has.
Sun gazing.
So I don't understand what the difference is because of the eclipse.
I don't get it either. I don't.
Like, can you look at it through a camera lens?
I don't know. Excuse me. I would say not. You have to have one of them filtered thingies where.
There's gonna be a bunch of people. You're gonna see a bunch of people just holding the eclipse glasses over their iPhone lens tomorrow.
Oh God!
You're like, if I go out and see it, I'm gonna take a picture of it just because they're gonna be like, ooh. Yeah. It should be cloudy.
I don't know. Well, it'll be determined whether I decide to wake my fat ass up.
That'll be what really pisses me off, is if I go to look at it and it's cloudy as shit.
That would be funny.
I'll be so upset. I'll be like, I walked 30 feet for this.
I guess some places are getting off work for this shit. For a fucking minute and 9 seconds.
They're closing schools for it.
Well, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Like, just go outside. Like, I get... letting the kids go look at it, but fucking staring it directly at the sun lead to permanent eye damage. I already got glasses. Fuck it. It's the worst thing that happened.
You know, here's the thing. I don't care. Don't care. Don't give a fuck. Zero fucks to give.
I mean, I feel like it's just going to be like any other day where I just go, that's different. Watch, we're gonna see it. We're both gonna be like sitting there, like, it's beautiful.
Maybe it'll be a life changing event for me.
Just wait for it. It goes like total eclipse. Just start fucking throwing shit at the neighbors' houses. There's no rules.
Anarchy. The purge is happening.
There is no God.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, hey, do you guys? I don't care. I don't care about it.
I mean, some people are super excited for it. That's cool. Like, I'm, like I said, like, I'm going to look at it. I'm not, like, fucking pumped, but.
If I'm awake, I don't know if I'm going to set an alarm for it, but if I'm awake, I'll walk out.
You'll probably wake up when I walk through to go look at it anyway.
Well, cool.
I got to look into that. I swear, if the BMV is closed tomorrow, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I don't know.
All government facilities are closed due to eclipse. No sun, no work.
Let me move this. It's not working for me right there.
What, your beverage?
No. My workstation over here.
Oh. What else? Anything else happen in the world? The Reds are off to a decent start, I think, again. They'll fuck that up eventually.
It's baseball. I don't care.
Actually, what's his name? Nick Senzel, I think, hit a home run last night, and one of my coworkers retrieved the ball.
Really?
Yeah.
It's baseball.
I even went back and looked at the video, like the replay, and I was like, yeah, there he is.
It's baseball. It's like watching flies fuck.
It's better live.
Oh yeah, I'm much. If I'm going to watch,
I can
baseball
watch
game,
baseball live.
It's going to be at the stadium.
I can watch baseball on TV, but it's not going to hold my attention the whole time.
I mean, watching it on TV, I rather pleasure myself with a cheese grater. Would be more enjoyable
it's
than
that. Fucking hot.
With hot tar.
Mm. But yeah, baseball in person, Trump baseball on TV.
Yes. So
that's the moral of the story. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, and
don't forget to tip your waiters. We've had a good week in shorts. We'll say that.
These dumbass videos that I make,
and that
like
one,
literally most of the time I make those while I'm like pooping or like smoking a cigarette at work.
And that one nobody fucking likes. We've got more hate comments over
the ferret one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, here's the thing people don't realize. I designed that one exactly to leave it open.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to answer any
it's called
questions.
Called a hook.
And people are losing their ever-loving minds
so
about it.
It's so funny. I love reading all these hate comments because I'm just like.
I mean, it, and they just keep showing it and showing it. But people don't realize even the hate comments is still a comment, bitch.
It's so entertaining to me.
I mean, they keep showing it and showing it every day.
One guy commented and said, I look a little downy. And yeah, I was like, damn, fuck you.
That was a little uncalled for. I mean, hey, don't insult people with Down syndrome by comparing them to you.
Right.
That's insulting.
It is. It's just lowbrow humor.
That's lowbrow. But,
and
you know,
also.
Okay.
Like. The fun part is just knowing how much better I can clap back at all these people and not doing it, taking the high road.
Yeah. I mean,
like the one guy that said, I'm assuming he's British. He was like, what did he say? He said, the guy on the right is annoying as, that's all he said. And I was like, as annoying as like the sound that your dad makes when your mom fucking pegs him. Like, but I didn't, I took the high road.
That video was designed exactly to do what it's doing.
I'm just going to start making shorts and shit just to piss people off.
I don't care.
Like
it's getting views and watch time. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm going out strictly with the purpose of pissing people off from now on. And just dumb videos that I make in CapCut while I'm, like I said, like taking a shit at work.
There is no
good
such,
thinking time.
There is no such thing as bad publicity. You're watching it.
What blows me away is I'm like, Jesus, like, I don't think I've ever taken the time to, like, negatively comment on something. Like,
I don't even like shit very
I
often.
Don't like this. Next. Like,
yeah. But keep watching. I don't care. Keep watching and hating us.
Oh, yeah. Every time there's, like, some type of fucking, like, drop on this show from now on, I'm just going to, like, we're going to clip it. And then just cut off the end where there's any type of knowledge gained or anything like that. And then they confirmed that the assassination of... Restart. Like,
and then go like this. Have a picture of you and me going... right up in the old kisser, boys.
Anything else happen in the world this week? I don't know.
Oh, I did... I think we're going to do an episode here. I was watching an interesting documentary on the JFK assassination.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The guy makes some good points.
We could spitball that or snowball that into
and
Bobby
it's something
Kennedy
I've
too.
Never heard about. Which I, when it comes to the JFK conspiracy, it's not even a conspiracy.
It was the government and the mafia.
Somebody killed him. Whether or not Lee Harvey Oswald did it or was a patsy, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But this guy takes another take on it that, and I will give a little detail about it. Maybe the whole thing was staged.
Is he in the Hollow Earth?
I don't know.
With Hitler.
We'll have to look into it a little bit. But
like I said, and then we could spitball into Bobby Kennedy because the Bobby Kennedy thing is interesting with Sirhan and the lady in the polka dot dress and such.
Yes. And hasn't it pretty much been proven that Sirhan couldn't have fired? The angle was completely off.
I don't know. I got more interested in the other conspiracy theories than Sirhan.
It was most likely the cop that was standing behind him.
Oh, no. I know he was locked up. He was in the same wing or whatever, the same cell block as Charlie Manson.
Oh, that would have been a fun time.
Apparently, Sirhan Sirhan was like the smart guy on the block. Like,
yeah, but it's prison.
Yeah,
that's not a very high bar to set, I wouldn't think.
Well, I don't know. I'd imagine like if you're the smart guy, it's either like you're kind of smart or you're like fucking like a savant and you're just an absolute genius because you have nothing but time to theorize and read and shit.
Yeah.
Apparently, maybe. He used to give the, who was it? I can't remember if it was the Aryan Brotherhood guy that dropped out of the AB or the 18th Street guy. One of them, like, couldn't really read very well when they got put in that cell block. And, like, Sirhan Sirhan, I guess, taught them how to read and would give them a word every day. And by the end of the day, they had to, like, use that word correctly and shit. And I was like, look at you just being a fucking prison yard saint. A cell block saint.
Making good in the world. All right.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, I do have another episode that I need to go through. I need to hit Reddit to try to make contact with some people about. It's going to involve some interviews, hopefully. At least a interview.
We got to figure out how to do that now. With my new phone.
I'll just hold my phone up to the thing. Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to get a different dongle now, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it with the new phone. Because it's not a lightning port anymore, so I don't know.
You can get a dongle for that.
Yeah, so we'll find out. We'll figure it out. And it's been so long.
Stupid.
Been so long since we've actually
interviewed somebody.
And I've had there's been a few pop in on email.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, but just stupid.
I don't know. The email's like the only thing I don't fuck with.
Yeah, so maybe someday we'll do that. I don't know. So you ready to dive into the Enfield Poltergeist?
Fuck it.
Let's get into a little bit of background of the Hodgson's family. Basically, it was a mother, Peggy, who was 47 years old, and she had four children.
Like Peggy Hill.
Margaret, 13, Janet, 12, John, 11, Billy, 7. So, obviously, Billy was a mistake.
It also would have been way better if Billy's name was Bobby, because Peggy, like King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch King of the Hill back in the day? Oh, see, I love King of the Hill because it's like more based in reality.
I never even watched The Simpsons. Very rarely.
Yeah, there's an episode where Bobby starts going to a women's self-defense class and he learns to they teach him this whole that's my purse, I don't know you, and then kick him in the nuts, and he did it to his dad, and then he started walking around because his dad couldn't do anything to him, and he fucking big dick in his dad because he's injured his nuts when he kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah.
And then his mom fucking gets into it and he goes to kick her in the nuts. And he goes, that's right, Bobby, I don't have testicles. And then wrestles his Game Boy away from him and shit in the yard. It's fucking hilarious.
All right. Let's see here. They had a modest home in Enfield, England. Peggy was a hardworking and devoted mother.
Peg a leg.
Yeah. She struggled to make ends meet. The family was having a rough time, which could enhance any kind of haunting. I've talked about this, whether it be mental issues or stress or a bad home life could invite some kind of activity. That, in my opinion, is a thing.
Single mother?
She was a single mother. Peggy's husband, we're going to dive into that right now, left her for a younger woman. That
piece of shit.
Rat bastard. They lived in government housing and was on welfare. Plus, as a side note, which is awesome, the two daughters being, 13 and 12? Yes, 13 and 12. The two daughters were going through puberty. Well, one was just started and one was getting ready to.
So, that adds up.
Which, I'll get to this, we'll talk about this a little bit, is very common with the poltergeist theory.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can get into it. Now, there is the theory out there. Poltergeist, for anybody that doesn't know, and I'll harp on this throughout the entire episode. This was not a poltergeist.
Doesn't poltergeist just mean loud ghost?
I believe poltergeist is actually German for noisy spirit or noisy ghost or whatever.
Noisy spirit.
But a lot of times there's that theory that they believe that a poltergeist activity, basically just noise, banging, clanking, objects moving, being thrown around, even maybe a little levitation. But there's that theory that it is
sprinkled in there.
Not really ghost, it is actually a projection of the daughter or child or female that is going through puberty. They are highly toxic. No, sorry, that was what I meant to say. Maybe a little bit.
That's a kid.
everything is so elevated that, you know, their emotions, their hormones, maybe they're projecting this into the world and causing this, these noises, this movement. That is kind of the theory behind poltergeist. However, no matter what, poltergeist does not include aberrations. It does not include, you do not get haunt or possession. You do not get communication with a poltergeist.
They're basically like a bad neighbor, but they live in your house.
Right. But you, there's not your typical, it's not a typical, if you are getting, you know, EVPs and such, it is not a poltergeist. Mm-hmm. It is a haunting. Poltergeist, just, you're hearing banging, your things are moving, your keys are showing up missing.
Your kids are walking into the TV.
And we will get into that. There does, later on in the story, there is some more legitimate hauntings, portions of the story, as apparitions, actual communication, maybe even a little possession.
So everybody and their mom's going to automatically say it's a demon?
Right. Where was that? The dad was showing up every month with his new chickadee and paying child support. He was hand-delivering that shit, which I believe this was 77. Yeah. So let's get to the events. What sparked all this?
He's just pulling up in his hot little fucking drop-top Miata.
Yeah.
With his fucking... His English beauty with snaggle teeth, because it was London or England in the 70s.
Yes. So, you know, that's a bit of a dick move, but I respect it. Just flaunting it. Hey, I don't need you, bitch. I got this young hottie. Now, granted, I guarantee in 5 years that young hottie divorced him and took all his money.
Probably.
But.
And the whole time,
karma's a bitch.
All this stuff's happening with his kids. And so he's like, fuck them kids.
But.
I'm going on holiday.
But however long he was tapping said young hottie, he was having fun at least. So there's a payoff in the end. So naturally, that didn't go well. So August 31st of 1977, kids heard shuffling. Peg heard a commotion and came to the room one day, and all four of them heard loud knocks. A dresser drawer mowed. Whoa, what was the fuck? Moved.
Mowed forward.
It moved forward. It moved as in came out. Peggy pushed. Apparently, a couple of them moved. You know, drawers opened up. And much easier.
Like a carnival game?
Yes. Whack-a-mole kind of thing.
Yeah. That's what I was envisioning in my head.
Yeah. So Peggy pushed them back in, and guess what?
They came back out.
So Peggy said, fuck this bullshit.
You sure there wasn't like a fucking spoon stuck in that bitch?
She went to push them back in, and she met with resistance. She couldn't do it.
Spoon.
We're going to talk about spoons here in a little bit, too.
Oh, God. There's a spoon ghost?
We're going to get to
spoon. Is it the Spoon Man? Spoon Man!
A little Soundgarden reference for you kids. Peggy was very distraught over this happening, this event. She went to the neighbors, as they often do. The neighbors came over, walked around the house. They heard the knocking on the walls as well, and it seemed to follow them as they were going throughout the house.
This is some real Edgar Allan Poe shit.
Right. Well, here's the thing. This is, if something is, you experience that kind of shit, you gonna go to your neighbors?
Not like immediately. Maybe once I've been driven crazy by it.
Oh, but it gets worse. But the knocking seemed to follow the neighbors around. They didn't know what the fuck. What are they gonna do?
I love the next bullet point. The next bullet point makes me laugh.
They all decided to call the police.
You idiots. Haven't you learned any? Oh, Ghostbusters hadn't come out yet. Never mind.
Can you imagine that? I don't know what England has, a 911 operator, but can you imagine that 911 call?
I remember what the three-digit number is either. It's like 111 or some shit like that.
Now,
999, I don't know.
The police...
Hello, love. Can I help you tonight? I believe I've got a ghost. Fuck off, right? Can't help you then. You have to call someone else. Thank you.
Police did show up and started to investigate. Can you imagine being the police on that fucking call too?
Right? What do we do? We're going to go upstairs and walk loud. A very Australian cop.
Yes.
Like, that's all you do. I would just like stomp around upstairs and like move shit and be like, sorry, ma'am, we found nothing.
Now, in most cases, when you call the cops, what happens? Nothing happens.
Depends on what race you are.
That is true, but the cops never find anything.
Dude, I saw a fucking sidebar. I saw this fucking video, and it was so racist. But it was like cops on April 8th looking at the eclipse. And it was just a scene from one of the Halo games of all of the soldiers just shooting into the air. I was like, that's pretty racist. But well edited 14-year-old kid in his mom's basement.
Yeah. Okay. So when the cops came, they did walk around. Didn't find much until all of a sudden a rocking chair started to rock back and forth.
It's always rocking chairs.
And then all of a sudden it slid across the room while the cops were standing right there.
No shit. Yeah. All right.
No.
Was there has there ever been any confirmation of this by any of the cops?
I believe you can see
one of Bobby's,
the female cop. There is an interview of her on YouTube, I believe.
They still call them Bobbies?
I don't know.
Would a female cop be a Bobette?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong man. But like I said, they did experience it. And naturally, what are the cops going to do? Who are they going to arrest? Write a report and move the fuck about their day. Go on to the next fucking...
They're just walking around like idiots with their handcuffs out like... Fuck, missed them.
Okay. So after
this... They arrest the drawers. You're coming with me. Scare.
Now, after this particular incident, activity started to escalate. So, what's that one kid's name? Where's my...
Billy Bobby Jin John?
Let me go up here. Yeah, John. I thought I made a mistake. Where was that? Started to escalate. John's toys began to fly around the room. I believe marbles and Legos. Them fucking Legos.
Fuck that.
The father saw this one time when he picked them up from... He went to pay his child support, and I guess he saw some marbles flying around. And he picked one up, which, as you would do, and he said it was very hot. So apparently, you know, ghost manipulation gets warm.
Was it hit sitting on a heating vent?
I don't know. That is a good possibility. That is a good. I mean, there are all kinds of holes in the story, in this whole story that need to be answered, but we'll get to all that. After several days of this activity, Peggy made a brilliant decision. She decided to call the Daily Mirror, which is. They've come up in previous episodes. Basically a tabloid magazine, I believe.
Is it like a legitimate one, or is it like the one we were talking about the other day with the bad boy found in Tennessee cave system?
I don't think it's as bad as R, but
I'm probably right up there.
Don't quote me on this. Somebody out there, I'm sure we'll get a comment telling us how wrong we are. But I think it's not exactly top flight news, but it's not exactly R National Require. It's somewhere in the middle, I believe.
Got it. It's like the Penny Saver,
but
newspaper.
Yeah, she called the Daily Mirror to see if they could put her in contact with somebody that could help her. They could not put her in contact, but they sent out a reporter, Mr. Douglas Benz, and a photographer, Graham Morris.
Those are both very English-sounding names.
Yes. Now, when these two showed up to kind of see what the hell was going on, nothing happened, as it often does. You know, they walk around the house, nothing goes on. They go, this is boring as fuck.
A little camera shy.
Yeah. So they decide to leave. As soon as they walk out the door, they don't even get to the car yet. Marbles and Legos start flying around the room again.
Of course.
Several of the family members run out to grab the reporters and say, hey, come on back. It's happening. While they were in there again, Graham Norris took a Lego to the head while he was taking pictures.
Bitch about it. At least he didn't step on it.
But apparently it was thrown with enough force to kind of leave a little bit of a bruise.
It just fucking like stuck in his head. And now he forever has that little, got little two six little, dots.
We got the two, just probably just a two or it may have been a square four. Right there in the middle of the forehead. But you know that.
Or one of those like the long single ones.
Oh, yeah.
That's a projectile.
Yeah, that could hurt us.
That's attempted murder.
You could put somebody's eye out with that shit.
Red Ryder.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's interesting. September 7th, the Daily Mirror sent senior reporter George Foulis.
What?
Foulis.
George Cock?
George Foulis. Not Foulis.
Foulis. George Cock.
Foulos.
Carry Foulis, on. Foulos? Foulis?
Yeah. He mentioned the word, this is where the word poltergeist comes in.
Mm.
He mentioned it to Peggy, said, oh, I think you got the poltergeist. At least my British sucked, but it wasn't Australian.
Man.
He told her the definition of poltergeist and told her it generally focuses around girls going through puberty.
Creepy.
Which, like we talked about earlier, is very
It's common. A pretty widely accepted
right.
Notion.
Whether or not the, whatever it is, I'm going to use the word entity, or entity is attracted to, maybe attracted isn't the word I'm looking for. But
that's why they're fucking, that's why they're so noisy. They're bears, because as we learn from Anchorman, the bears can smell the menstruation.
Oh, once again, don't like Anchorman.
The bears can smell the menstruation.
But whether it is attracted to girls or drawn to girls that are going through puberty or
creepy,
is the girls doing their elevated state and hormones causing the activity, either or whichever way you want to go with it, don't give a shit. I don't know. Both are fascinating either way. But he told her to contact the Society for
Psychical.
What the fuck is
Cyclical, psychical. No, that's right.
Psychical Research. The SPR. Yeah. We're just going to call it the SPR. Which, its inception was in 1882. It was the first society to conduct organized scholarly research into human experiencing, challenging contemporary scientific model.
Mm.
So it was the, what was it? What's that? Ghost Hunters. What was their organization?
Which one?
Ghost Hunters, not
TAPS.
TAPS, yes. It was
the TAPS. Atlantic Paranormal Society.
Yeah, it was TAPS before TAPS.
Or PRS, was that what it was? It was the one from Paranormal State?
I don't know.
Which apparently that guy was a fucking prick.
Probably. They sent out an investigator named Maurice Gross. He
a lot of great names in here.
He took the case. He was an inventor who got interested in the paranormal after the death of his daughter.
Inventor or investor?
Inventor. It was an inventor.
Oh, typo.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch. Sorry, I got it on my phone.
Yeah, so do I. Anyway, so we'll just leave it at that. But after, which is very common, after a death of your daughter, you know, very traumatic, something nobody should have to go through.
You just want to talk to your little Holly again.
I would imagine you would want to, or you would find some interest in the paranormal. Just
that was not a poltergeist if it came through on the microphone. That was my tummy.
That is true. Just like the
big grumble.
What was it during the late 1800s? You know, with all the seances and stuff, because people. It was after the Civil War. People wanted to get in touch with all their loved ones who they lost during the war.
Yeah.
You know, that little renaissance of.
Do you think that bird can find my leg? Yeah. No, I understand this man's intrigue into getting into this field of research after such a thing.
Yeah. So he was there for 3 days. Sat there for 3 days before he experienced anything. I'm sorry, after day one, maybe day and a half, I'm out.
I mean, it depends. Are they feeding him? If you're buying the Mickey D's, you know, top bun, bottom bun for a top bun for me personally, because sesame seeds.
Jesus. Your stomach's haunted. Your
belly go mad.
You got a poltergeist in your belly.
Yeah. I'm going to get a stomach mic next week.
However, on day three, finally the shit got real. Chairs and objects started moving around. He investigated the house for around 2 years. He was a part of this family's life for 2 years.
This motherfucker he just ran out of money after his kid died, and he started fucking inventing shit, and he just needed a place. He was a squatter. He was not a fucking helper.
Oh, well, excuse me. On one visit, he saw an outline of a ghost laying on the bed.
Like the impression?
Yes.
Or like a chalk outline?
The impression of somebody, which is,
damn.
Here's the thing. Just seeing an outline on the bed where it looks like an impression, I'm sorry, it doesn't prove anything. Now, if you see it compress.
Right. Like I have,
then we're
like,
talking.
Clearly a spot that you can see in my bed where my fat ass lays on a regular basis.
Yeah. I mean, that
you
is.
That killer?
No.
You got the COVID?
No. I don't.
Are we allowed to say that on YouTube?
Damn it. No, but if you see the actual, almost like somebody's laying down in the bed and it compressed. Like
actively and, putting weight onto right, it.
Yeah. Then we're cooking. I got it.
Yeah. Other than that, it's just somebody that sleeps in the same spot all the time.
Right. Or if you
see, or if you saw it moving, you know
right,
what I mean?
But if you see to see compression and that's it, that's just proof of a shitty mattress.
I don't know why. As stupid as it is, all I saw in my head was like the guy sees the impression. He's like, oh my word. And then the poltergeist starts pissing the bed as it's laying there.
Or starts, you know, masturbating or something silly like
he's
that.
He's like, oh, here we go. It's just like Reagan from fucking Exorcist. Just pissing up the house.
Damn it. Now, there's always...
Like Scary Movie. Was that Scary Movie 2, I think?
I think so.
Where they made fun of that and the mom like rubbed her face in it like a dog. Like, maybe that's what you gotta do. You gotta treat all these haunted fucking and exercise or possessed kids like fucking beagles.
Now, from jump, there were people... They always had in their minds that the girls could have been hoaxing most of this. Because most of the activity, other than the toys... centers around the two daughters.
Yeah.
So a good skeptic always, or a good investigator is a little skeptical.
Mm. Oh, 100%.
You need to have some skepticism in you. So they always thought maybe the girls were behind a lot of this. Mm. So somebody names it. Who are we talking about? Maurice.
Well, especially you throw in like, they're clearly going to throw in like, you know, the divorce. And like they're going through a lot, and right. I'm not downplaying that. That's true.
They're acting
like,
out.
Yeah, all this shit's kind of working against them.
Right now, Maurice was very conscious of this. So one night he tried. He said, "You know what? I'm going to do a little test. I'm going to see if I can catch him in the act." So I guess he said goodnight to him because he lived there a lot of time. From what I
understand, he was banging the mom, wasn't he?
I would have been. That's just me, though. No,
I guarantee you, he was banging the mom.
Maybe, maybe not.
They were like, "Mommy, I heard noises in the house again last night. The ghosts have been stirring." And she's like, and he's like, "Oh, I've been stirring, sorry, baby."
It was more,
like the fucking guy from Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Your mama sure does care about your education, boy.
Mama told me they was my magic shoes. She told me they'd take me anywhere I want to go.
But one time, I guess he said goodnight to him. He left the room, and he was going to sneak back up the stairs. To kind of listen in to see if they were planning their...
Bad fucking idea, because if this is a true haunting or poltergeist, as we all know, noisiest fucking stairs possible in all of these scenarios. So,
that's true.
Bad idea.
But while he was getting right or sneaking back up, a marble almost like materialized out of thin air and just dropped right in front of him.
Cool.
So, I mean, I can't say this is complete bullshit no matter what. There's several people that experienced legitimate activity at this house.
That reminds me. Keep talking. I'm going to look into something that I meant to look into last night, but okay. I forgot.
Now, Peggy naturally had her thoughts about this. She always felt like, or she got the impression that whatever was there was young. Maybe it was a ghost of a child. Because I guess several years prior, there was a child who was suffocated by her father in the neighborhood. And then the father killed himself, as he fucking should have. She actually bought some of the furniture, I guess, of this. So she thought maybe something was attached to the furniture. So naturally she said, fuck it, this shit's outie. So she got rid of it, but unfortunately did not solve the problem. The activity continued. Now, around this time is when she started to see spirits. Now we're moving out of the poltergeist realm. Now we're moving into a legitimate haunting of a spirit. John, the middle child, saw an old man staring at him and grinning in the corner. And so with this happening, this is where, you know, the poltergeist theory and the poltergeist activity, yes, I can say the girls were, there's a good chance the girls were hoaxing most of it.
Probably.
But now when you start seeing apparitions or a man smiling, you know, a ghostly individual smiling, now we're getting into possible haunting. Now you, I will have to say, when you have this kind of activity going on, your mind automatically goes there. And it could have been a figment of his imagination due to being scared. Because this is, if you go in expecting, and I've said this before, when you're investigating the paranormal, if you go in expecting it, you could see something just because you're hyper aware or your mind projects it where it's not really there. It's a fine line you have to walk. So this could be an explanation for John's old man sighting. But at least now I can say we can kick the poltergeist terminology to the fucking curb. Now, multiple witnesses did eventually see this man, this grinning man. And I believe he is represented in the movie Conjuring 2. So this kind of...
We'll come back to this.
This kind of... You know, when one person sees, if it was just John, then I could say maybe it's his imagination. But when other people start seeing the same thing, it helps it a little bit. It could, still could be kind of a mass hysteria kind of thing. But it does lend a little bit more credibility to the sighting.
A tidbit.
At this point, the investigators, you know, they're kind of, the people who are investigating this are up, and they don't know exactly what's going on. They do think there's some hoaxing going on, but they do feel that there is a legitimate haunting going on here. There is something definitely going on here. So they begin to hide tape recorders, I assume back in the 70s.
Good old ye old EVP.
And they wanted to hopefully catch some of the real activity, or... They were open to catching them the girls trying to fake this activity. Either or.
Now, I do have a problem with the verbiage that they're using here. Given the time period, I feel like they were just placing recorders around the house, because I don't think you're doing a very good job of hiding a 1970s tape recorder.
Well, I mean, probably like under a couch, I guess, or something, maybe.
But it's still sticking out one end.
like a boom box. You know, I'm not an expert on this 1977. I mean, I was only a couple years old.
It's just like, well, I want to see like the wires back then.
Well, I'm sure they still had battery op. I'm sure. Battery,
oh yeah, you would hope
battery operated.
At least the government's.
Yeah.
Proceed. But,
so they did catch some stuff. They did catch a lot of the knocking noises, but the audio wasn't great naturally, and you can't account for everybody. That's the one bad thing about. Audio. You can't account for everybody in the room unless you were there. Like if you're in an investigation and you're holding the recorder, you can account for everybody.
Right.
But if you just place a recorder somewhere and leave, you don't know what's going on. You know, I could place a recorder on the stove or on the couch and you could walk by and I'm not going to see you do it, but I'm going to hear a knock. So it's not the end all be all, but it is interesting, but you can't prove anything through this type of investigating. Now here comes two characters, because we eventually had to get to it. Mediums had to make an appearance.
Of course.
George and Annie Shaw decided to make an appearance, or they were called in.
In relation to Brian?
Probably not. They were
Can you imagine like one of them's like his size, just walks in like, "Hello. I'm here to investigate. Everybody must be very quiet."
Now, I am very leery of a married couple medium team.
You don't say.
Yeah, I don't buy the married team. Now, it isn't, I will, since we're getting to this, I don't know if I mentioned it later on. I might have already skipped it. The Warrens did show up one day. They heard about this. They did show up one day. And they tried to do what the Warrens did, try to, you know, monetize it. But they were only there for one day, and that was it. Now, they're attached to this for that reason. Or because of the movies, but they didn't really investigate this, because George, or not George, well, yeah, what was his name? Was his name George Warren? What was his name? Lorraine? Edward.
Yes.
Eddie. Oh, Eddie was playing the demon card because the Warrens.
Because everything was a fucking demon.
Warrens never met a demon they didn't like.
They never met anything that weren't demon.
Right, because they were demon happy. He played that card, and I guess everybody else kind of said, pound sound, bitches. Because the Warrens were all about monetizing all this.
Yeah.
As they were, you know, so that is the only involvement they had of this case whatsoever. Now, the movies have led you to believe
that they were there for weeks on end.
Yeah, and they saved the family. But that's not how it happened. But I do have a problem with married people. I don't trust them, especially mediums. They came to the house to investigate. Their goal was to try and make contact with the ghost. Annie, I guess, was the head medium, or the head mentalist, we'll call that. Annie decided to invite the spirit into her to communicate with the family.
Mm, good idea.
And witnesses say the minute she invited the spirit in to enter into her body, she started laughing sinister, very sinister, you know, kind of thing. I mean.
So some pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Typical shit if you were just kind of committing some fuckery, if you will.
She began to act crazy, going ballistic, yelling obscenities, and also spit in the face of her husband.
That's just relationship issues coming to the light.
That was because he didn't lay it to her very good the night before. She's a little frustrated.
Yeah, my mother was right.
Yeah. Now, here's my thing about mediums and psychics. You can't fuck. You have no idea what's bullshit or what's not.
Right.
I'm going to say this is bullshit. My first thought is, if I see this, or I have to have a little bit more proof. You better come up with some bullshit that I can't explain you haven't, or right. some knowledge. But just start acting crazy and telling me a story. Yeah, I ain't buying this
shit.
You're just a fucking great actor. Good job, kids. She said,
don't even have to be a great actor. Like, for real.
Yeah. She said that there were two ghosts haunting the house. They ended their investigation by doing rituals to cleanse the children's auras.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Some sage.
Probably a little sage, but they tried to cleanse their aura. Now, apparently, this did work for a short amount of time, a day or two, and the hauntings, or it slowed down and didn't happen nearly as much, but of course, the shit came back with a vengeance.
You gotta think that if that is how it went down, these spirits involved in this were probably, it was planned. They're like, all right. They've burnt some sage. We're going to chill out for a couple of days. And then just out of nowhere, they're like, I think it worked, mommy. And they're like, gotcha, bitch.
Well, you know, even spirits have to take some vacation time.
Yeah. Yeah. They just sage just knocks them out for a little while.
Yeah. Just makes them up. Maybe they get them like stoned.
They wake up like super pissed because they're like, 2 days of not being able to open drawers.
All right.
Fuck.
Now,
I missed me ghostly quota.
Activity did slow down for a little bit, but when it came back with a vengeance. The knocks got louder. Puddles of water started to appear. Now, this puddles of water, interesting, is often associated with demonic entities or a leaky pipe, one of the two. I don't know.
I've never heard the demonic activity
generally
related to puddles of water.
Yeah, generally, I mean, with demonic possession, a lot of times you'll have puddles of water or like puddle of water coming down, like condensation where you shouldn't have condensation.
I wonder what the reasoning is behind that.
A lot of people think it's because of the demon or since it's that is associated with demons, them trying to manifest a little bit and express their power. That is kind of like a byproduct of interacting with this realm.
What that coffee table's like at the break room. Like, I killed a family of five. I caused a girl to behead her entire congregation at church. What'd you do, Bill? I made the walls wet.
Like I said, the spirit or whatever, the ghost or whatever you want to call it, did. This is where things get a little bit more nasty. Supposedly. Possibly.
Maybe.
Apparently, the old man that was haunting the house who John had seen.
I have seen The Conjuring, too. The old man.
Yes.
Bill Wilkins. Is this Bill Wilkins?
I think so, yes.
Of Brohio podcast fame?
I think so.
Man.
I don't think
he's 73 years old and he died of his own shit.
I think I do say his name later. It's in the notes. I think it's Watson, not Wilkins. But.
Oh.
Like I said, he attacked Janet, put his hands over her mouth and nose, and basically tried to strangle her.
Nice.
Basically, at this point, as things started to escalate, the family decides, we need a break. They decide to go on a little vacation.
They went on a bit of a holiday.
Yeah. Investigators stuck around and continued to investigate. They found out through communication with it. They started doing typical ghost hunting shit. You know, trying to communicate, knock once for yes, twice for no. I doubt if EVPs were real with tape. Couldn't really do a good EVP session. But the old fat, probably they might even play the old, I don't know if the flashlight trick was a thing, which I don't buy anyway.
Probably.
But just the whole, I think at this time it was more the old knock once for yes, twice for no kind of thing. But through their communication with said spirit, they found out, or they thought they were dealing with a male who used to live in the house, and he also, of course, died in the house. So the family decided, came back from holiday, and bigger objects started to move, just not marbles and Legos. The fucking couch levitated.
Oh, hell no. I'm out.
The girls started to levitate, and this...
Oh, no, and I'm leaving the fucking kids there, too, then. Shit.
This is... I think that there is a picture online.
I've seen it.
Now... Whether or not they're levitating or jumping, who knows? Peggy naturally decides, by now she's starting to get tired of the activity and demands the ghost give her a message. Shortly after she made this demand, she found a note on the refrigerator that said, I will stay in this house and you do not read this to anyone or I will retaliate.
So she already broke a rule. She read it to someone clearly if it's here on the GITN podcast.
We'll get it. We'll get to that. She did stick to it. But it's bullshit because, I'm sorry, he wrote a note with a pencil or...
I wonder if it had to be... You would imagine just because of the scenario it was misspelled. I will retaliate.
Yes. One of the girls... I personally think one of the girls were fucking with her.
Probably.
At this point. Because here's the thing. It was written in some of on Janet's notebook paper. I guess Janet was the...
Not just on the wall? And
no, it was written on a piece of fucking paper. It wasn't scribbled in blood on the fucking mirror. It was written...
under a fucking a dirty teacup on the fucking the breakfast nook table.
Right. But this makes it... I mean, written on a piece of paper, anybody could have wrote that fucking shit.
Yeah, no. You're supposed to be a fucking spirit, an angry spirit. Carve it in the wall or in someone's chest or some shit. Yeah.
I mean, there's a very good possibility that these girls were taking some liberties and pulling some shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Another message showed up on the coffee table. Same kind of paper. Old Janet's notebook.
Shenanigans.
She accidentally showed this note to her ex-husband when he came to pay his child support. She realized she wasn't supposed to show anyone, and shortly after she did this, another note appeared saying, misunderstanding, I know who that was, don't let it happen again. So we have a very understanding ghost.
Right? The fuck?
This ghost understands, hey, that's your ex-husband. He left you for a younger chick who probably swallowed.
I'm here for you.
I'm going to let that one slide. That's your one warning. Or
you can do better. Don't let it happen again.
Or it was the daughters trying to console their mother for, you know, getting dumped. I don't know. Now, Janet started going into trances, and the ghost was starting to communicate through Janet.
Mm.
Once again, we have moved way past poltergeist. This does not happen in poltergeist activity.
Mm-hmm.
If the poltergeist communicates, it does it through a TV and static. Hmm. The movie Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is still bullshit as well, but that's beside the point. What was the kid's name?
I don't know. Andy? I've only
was it? I think
what? It might have been. I've only seen Poltergeist like once. I didn't think it was that good.
Well, moral of the story: don't dig a pool.
Right? Fuck. Shit. Go to the community pool. Swim in the piss water.
She started drawing disturbing pictures of knives and blood. She drew a picture of a woman with her throat slit with the name Watson written down. Now, Watson was the previous tenant, and the wife did die from a tumor in her throat. How could this is where things get fuzzy. How could Janet, who was, what, 12 at the time, 12, mm-hmm. 11 or 12? This is, I mean, kids do pick up on a lot of shit, but this is kind of information.
It's rather detailed.
You wouldn't expect an 11-year-old to pay attention to.
This is like some Annalise Michelle level
There's
historical knowledge.
With the communicating, the trances, and the spirit going through Janet is very Annalise Michelle-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not going to have a Hitler fucking...
That was Fleischman, I believe, was the priest that diddled kids and shit like that from the Annalise Michelle case.
Oh, okay. Where was that? So this is interesting. How did this girl know this? The girls start talking and arguing in their sleep because they slept in the same room. This, mm-hmm. you know, little battle, verbiage battle back and forth, which this is easily faked. Two sisters arguing.
Yeah.
Doesn't prove shit. Through this talking in their sleep, they mentioned the name Frank Watson. When asked, she said that this was the old man who died in the house in the chair downstairs. Bill Wilkins character.
Mm, yep. 73 years old, died in his own shit.
He was the husband of the previous tenant, and this was confirmed by neighbors. The man did die in the chair in the house. So his wife...
That's sad.
His wife died in the house because of throat cancer or a tumor in the throat. He died probably in the chair rocking.
But it's always a fucking rocking chair. Was this the rocking chair in question?
I think so.
Mm, it's always a fucking
or rocking chair. Or a rocking chair. Maybe he just identified with the rocking
chair. Old guys do like rocking chairs.
I don't know if it's the same rocking chair. That would be a bit creepy. But anyway. At this point, investigators decide to use hypnosis on Janet. They brought in Dr. Ian Fletcher. Wasn't that a James Bond? I don't know. Hypnosis is interesting, but he did ask him interesting points. When he asked her who was responsible for the activity, she replied, "Me and my sister."
And that's the end of the episode.
Thank you. Skeptics use this as proof that the girls hoaxed all of it.
You think?
Now, if you believe in hypnosis, it's kind of an open-ended question when you say responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
If she's in a hypnotic state, was she saying she was behind, her and her sister were behind it, or her and her sister were the cause of it? That's
the catalyst, if you will.
It's iffy. And we'll get each other's opinion on this after we're done. During the session, she was asked what caused the activity. She replied, "An increase in unhappiness."
Hmm.
Which, makes sense. I think a stressful and happy situation, I think, is an invitation to either spirits or even more malevolent spirits, you know, darker entities. After this session, spoons were found bent. Told you bending spoons were going to make
spoon
it.
Spoon man!
Now, here's the fucking bullshit about the spoons. Nobody saw the spoons being bent.
Right.
They just found bent spoons.
It sounds like you just had your freezer turned down too low and somebody was trying to sneak ice cream in the middle of the night.
Now, most likely the other girl knew what was going on. Old little sis was getting hypnotized by Biggie Smalls. And she went in there during it while everybody was paying attention to that and bent some fucking spoons.
It's always Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Where was I at? After all this, Janet started making more noises and voices started coming from Janet. She started with strange noises and went into something like dog barking. Sweet. The sound seemed to be coming
from... Was this around the time that DMX's first CD came out? She was just down.
Maybe. Maybe she was just She was psychic. She was time traveling.
Yeah.
A sound seemed to be coming from nearby Janet, but not directly from Janet. The investigators started to try and communicate with the ghost or whatever it was. The name, according to this, the name was Joe Watson, which is close to Frank, but it's still Watson. Maybe Joe was his middle name, or Joe had a brother, or Frank had a brother. I don't know. They started testing Janet and the voice. They had her sing a song, and as she was singing the song, another voice seemed to chime in and be singing along with her. And it sounded like both voices were coming from around her or near her, or maybe even projected from her, which is interesting. Hmm. Now, people can be trained to do this, apparently. I guess there are people can have almost an extra set of vocal cords, mm-hmm. and it can make it sound like a voice, two different voices coming from the same person. But here's the thing that a little very important piece of information. As a hobby, Janet took ventriloquism lessons.
First off, nerd. Second,
well, 77.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
So that is maybe she was just a very good student and was practicing it. I mean, these are all strikes against it.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, we're about wrapping this up. But at some point, the Society of American Magicians decided to get involved in this. This is the oldest fraternal magic organization in the motherfucking world. This is this the
just,
eye.
This just fucking, this organization just like oozes virginity.
Houdini was the leader of this organization at one time.
And he got killed by a punch in the gut.
They sent an investigator, Melbourne Christopher.
Fuck off.
And he was there.
Melbourne Christopher?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Your name is Christopher and you're from Melbourne and you fucking legally changed your name.
He was there and he did hear some noises, but he did not see anything move that caused the noises. He just heard the knocking and the weird noises. According to him, they were faking it all. Activity continued to escalate. Pets started dying. Some of the pets started dying.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Janet was even attacked with a curtain wrapped around her neck. And this was caught on audio. They could hear on a tape recorder. They could hear, if I'm not mistaken, the almost like the curtain go by the microphone, swoosh by the microphone and wrap around her. But unfortunately, there's no video of it. So of maybe her sister, they just got in a fight, was trying to choke her out.
You dirty bitch.
They brought in another medium. This one stated that Maurice's dead daughter, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was involved in the haunting. She showed up. After this, things seemed to settle down. After this medium made that proclamation and things started to settle down, the family moved out, and that's pretty much the end of the story. On a side note, though, the next family that moved in lasted 2 months.
Was there any exposed wiring or like gas leaks?
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that's pretty much it. Now, here's the thing. There's probably some activity here. I think some of the noises, probably some of the drawers coming, moving, you know, being opened up and closed and then opened back up again. There's probably some activity there. But I think what happened is these girls started, with the activity going on, they started playing up to it. They started trying and
exacerbating the situation. Yes,
exaggerating it and making it bigger than what it was.
That reads.
And a lot of people say, well, if this activity was happening, I've heard people discuss this. Well, if this, they would be scared to death. They wouldn't do that. Listen, if anybody that's lived in a house with activity, it's not that scary all the time.
Right.
Eventually you get used to it and it almost becomes an annoyance.
Yeah.
And that is kind of the attitude. I believe it was even documented. The girls were kind of annoyed with it. It was like, eh, whatever, kind of thing. By the end of it, because the activity, the houses that I've lived in that had activity, you know. It didn't scare me. I just at some point I was like, "Come on now!" I remember I used to get grabbed and like I'd be rolling my side. I sleep on my side, and something yanked me over to my back, and it didn't scare me. I said, "Come on, man! I gotta get some sleep." I mean, shit happened like that all the time.
Leave me alone, Clarence.
God, damn it! Can we postpone this till the morning? You know. So even with children, you know. It wouldn't, if it's happening repeatedly and there is activity and noises and things moving, they're going to get used to it. It's not going to be, not everybody's a candy ass.
Yeah.
But as they got more comfortable with it, they probably started to play it up a little bit more.
Well, and I mean, even if there wasn't actual shit going on, I mean, you got a bunch of kids that are teenagers and acting out and their parents just got divorced and dad's not really around.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're going to fucking probably get into some shit.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. So,
but I don't think that this was a super crazy movie-worthy haunting, personally.
Absolutely not.
Call me crazy.
I don't think old Ed Warren was correct, and it was a demon. It was not a demon.
Yeah.
No. This is just a standard run-of-the-mill, maybe a little activity. And then just got played up by a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
That's all this was. I'm not saying all of the activity was faked. There probably was a little bit of activity, a few little knocks and bangs, maybe some shit moved around, and then the girls took it upon themselves and ran with it.
Yeah.
Now, if the couch really did levitate, that's a little interesting.
Oh, well, yeah, or the children for that matter.
Now, I don't think you'd notice two little girls lifting up a fucking couch.
Right. You just see, like, the end, like, just wrists on the edge of the photo, and you're like, who knew ghosts have wrists? I never knew. Like,
so, you know.
Ghosts execute team lifts.
I don't know. I don't doubt that there was definitely some weirdness going on here, but I think it was a lot of this was faked by the girls.
Yeah, probably. And really blown up by the fucking media.
Maybe John and Billy were throwing marbles at each other. There was a marble fight all the time.
Right.
It's very possible.
Makes sense. Or just gone awry. My marble's gone off the sidewalk. I can't do anything now.
I mean, but when you get the Society of American Magicians involved. That's some serious bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, the Society of American Magicians don't play. I don't know. You think Chris Angel's part of that?
I would imagine.
Or David Blaine?
I would imagine.
Probably like they're probably like how Tom Cruise and John Travolta are in Scientology. That's David Blaine and fucking Chris Angel. Chris Angel's just fucking creepy. If you ever go back and watch that show, he's so creepy and weird.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Mind freak! You know, but really sending the magician to, I see all those TikToks where they, you know, the magicians show how people do some of those things. Yeah. Magic is a trick.
Yeah.
It's an illusion.
Well, that's why M-A-G-I-C is an illusion. M-A-G-I-K, that's some shit. Apparently, allegedly.
Well, there is.
I guess there's a difference.
There is a little bit of a difference. It's more, that's more wizardry or witches.
Energico.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You tell us what you think.
Yeah. I think it's fake, but, you know.
I mean,
let us know in the comments that we won't get. I got to poop.
All right. We will end it there. Thanks, everybody, for sticking around. Thanks for you guys who are listening to us on your favorite podcast app. Be sure to follow, subscribe, whatever that shit is. And if you're not a member or you aren't subscribed to our YouTube channel, head on over to youtube.com/@GITM podcast and be sure to give us a subscribe and like all our shit. And for all those negative posters, say fuck you.
They're just keep them coming.
Or you can fucking give us
funny.
Bring it.
All right.
Don't half-ass. All right. We are out of here. Thank you. And we will see you next week. Take care, everybody.
Now.